small group of Native people gathered along Parkland next to Lake Michigan for music, prayer, and speeches. The event marked the signing of a resolution that authorizes lease negotiations between Milwaukee County and HONOR, an Indian advocacy group that wants to turn a decaying former Coast Guard station into a cultural and history center for Wisconsin's 6 federally recognized tribes. Long before the Coast Guard station was built, Native people had control over the site. HONOR spokesperson James DeNomi is a member of the Bad River Band of Chippewa. He says the center is needed because a state law that requires teaching public school children about Wisconsin tribes falls short.
Well, with all mandates, as you know, they tend to be underfunded and have no teeth. And so we felt it was necessary to control our own destiny and seek out a site where this really could be fulfilled.
DeNomi has started raising money from private, public, and tribal sources to begin the $2.5 million renovation. If the fundraising is successful, one history lesson visitors may learn is about the 1971 American Indian Movement takeover of the Coast Guard station. Alfreda Young of the Prairie Band of Potawatomi in Kansas was one of the 1971 protesters.
And I was standing here then, and now I'm standing here again, and I'm so happy that we got the building back again. And all I got to say is miigwetch.
Young joked that she hopes Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker did not sign the lease resolution in washable ink. A parks advocacy group had a few months ago raised concerns about handing over the Coast Guard station, but Susan Slocum of the Park People says she's now giving the transfer conditional support.
Right now, in our conversations we've had with the HONOR group, they also respect the historic integrity of the building and also realize that as a county asset, this building, it needs to have public access.
Slocum says she's very optimistic things will work out and that the Native American Cultural Center will open sometime next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.